Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Compare with your imagination, living. row your boat gently down the sea. Merry, 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 merry wife for golden dream.
Rainy day study. Rainy.
To the playground of life, the play experience. Yes, my boys, they have to always bring me on the playground properly. I can't even say it. Oh, such love. Ah, yes, they call me Ombasa Sophia. That's what they call me. I am one. All beauty, all justice, all freedom, all joy. All happiness, all love. At the top, you heard Joyce Gorillaz, Imagination. You can find his music at tvzonemusic.com. Can you feel the love today? I can feel it. I can feel the love all around me. All around me. So present. We have to start again. This love already present, you know. If you can feel the love, let me know about it. Call in right to page. A moment. If you don't feel it, just take a moment to just breathe in. Take a moment just right now just to say yes. Now, you know, I do personal throughout the school. And I absolutely love doing speech in the fall. And the reason being is that it's the perfect time of release. It's again the letting go process, the leaves on the trees. They creators, the creator is supposed to be. It's time to let go and let God. You know, we have to start aligning ourselves in alignment with the season. It is the perfect time. Yes, indeed. The creative within us always wanting shine through. And we have to be in alignment with this retreating process, you know, with this letting go process. So we're ready to conceive in our next process, in the next season, which is always the winter, the time of seeding, holding new thoughts and new concepts and new growth and always new expanse, a very fertile time. And through this process, we get to prepare ourselves for rebirthing into a whole new world. My beautiful sister, my soul, my guest today was not it. She's a very viable part of this play experience. She was around when life conversations began. You know, she's a major part of this playground of life. And today, she has honored us. She's brought with her today some powerful gifts of words, of sound, of music, thoughts, rhythms. And always, always, she brings love. And her current project, her CD, is not only, which she'll tell you about, it's not only a powerful, masterfully laid down sound from which you will be fully satiated, you know? And I know, because I heard the fullness, I felt the fullness of it. Trust me, when you hear it, you will feel it, just like you just ate. You know, not like you just ate, like you used to say, you just ate. I just ate. That means you're real full. You are satiated. You feel full up for sure. You know? I'm just feeling it because, you know, oftentimes we get caught up in our own worlds, our own missions, that we miss the golden opportunities around us to share with our other selves, these other wonderful people around us who we love and who vibrate highly with us, you know? You know who they are. You know who they are. They're in your world just like they're in mine. You know, just being in our world, sharing our love. And I absolutely love sharing with this sister, my soul. I absolutely love sharing her with you. You know, the thing is there's so much that she has to bring you, you know, regarding everything that she knows. She's like the powerhouse of information, you know. So, you know, each of her pieces of peace, I call it pieces of peace, each of it brings love and joy. And so I just wanted to take the time and space here on the playground to allow for her to share completely her love, her wisdom, her juju. I love it. I have to say it. You know, she's going to talk about it soon to be released CD, but I want you to get what you will be getting, what you really will be getting when you purchase the CD, because you're going to get it. I'm just saying. And I'm sharing this with you because I do really love you. I really, really, really do. So let's now, everybody ready? We're going to let her introduce herself a bit. And we're gonna bring her. We're not gonna bring her on yet. We're gonna bring on a little bit of rebirth and let that introduce her first.
Rebirth, a renewed existence.
Hello, yes, hello. Hey. What's up, 360 degree woman? Okay, so we let the record do it. Now we're gonna let you do it, love goddess. Okay. Is there anything you want to add to that intro on who is Sherry Marie?
Wow, man. The first thing I want to add is just a thank you to you, beautiful sister, for your generosity of spirit, your energy, your wisdom, your intelligence, and everything that you give to us so lovingly every week. And, you know, for having me on just to share this moment is such an honor. That's what I want to add first.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And Secondly, just simply to say, and I hope that everyone could hear the lyrics as clearly as they could possibly hear them and feel them. It really is about being a full and complete woman, you know, and understanding that that's how we came into this world. That's, you know, who we are all born to be as women. We're complete already. It's a full circle. You know, there's nothing to add or take away. There's no beginning, no ending. We're just that, you know. And I'm fortunate to really recognize that in myself, I am merely a divine messenger of the power of feminine transformation and liberation. And my job through music, as I'm here, is to help others connect, reconnect with their intuitive and creative flow. That's all I do.
That's all. Right. All being in big capital letters and bold and in red with outline around it.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. It's, and just to be able to do it through music is so joyful for me. You know, I mean, I've loved music since before I was born. And, to be able to express now at this phase in my life the rebirth of everything that I am, you know, and really understanding what that means is, I'm just so excited about that. I'm just thrilled. I really am.
Yes.
I really am.
Yes. Yes. And I can feel it. And that's why it's just like, I mean, my body, everything is just vibrating because this piece, this whole idea of rebirth has been just ever so illuminating this past few months for me particularly. And, you know, we know that you can't teach what you don't know. You can't, you teach from where you are always in order to really, really teach. And so it's about sharing. It's about examples. It's about being exemplary, you know, in how you are. So it's like 300-degree woman rebirth evolution, people, because this is what it is. And it's like, I know this has been a mission on your heart for a while, and yes, you are rebirthing, and you're doing it really, really well, I must say. So this has been a mission on your heart for a while, my missionary love goddess. So just simply tell us how long and why this project and now, you know?
Well, Let me just start from the latter and move forward. And why now? Because now is the time. I'm clear about that. Why this mission? Because it happens to be my assignment right now. And when did it start? Would you believe 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It happened 7 years ago. I was just looking at a VIP pass that I had created for a show that I did in 2008, and it said 360-degree woman tour. That's how it has been in my spirit, you know? That's when it was given to me, and I just found that today, you know? So to know that I am really on course is very gratifying, you know, because sometimes for me, I get caught up in the noise in my head and really don't honor myself for the journey that I'm, the things that I'm accomplishing on this journey and the work that is here to be done and that I'm getting done. And so I was really excited when I found it. I was like, wow, 2008, really? Because I knew it had been, it's been in me forever as far as I can remember. But to be able to really have a timeline like that brought full circle for me, it, just to say, yeah, girl, okay, you just keep going. Don't stop. You know, don't give up. Just keep pushing. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. At the time, it's supposed to be done, you know. And so, yeah, it had to be now, you know. It just had to be now. So that's really wonderful to know.
Mm. Well, it is. Well, absolutely. Again, it's a time, you know, and when you talk about rebirthing, though, let's really bring that into play, you know, because it, when you talk about rebirthing for you in your experience, what has it been?
That's an excellent question. It's actually been a number of things, starting with really getting in touch with who I am, truly who I am, and really getting in touch with my soul purpose, my soul mission. That's really when the rebirthing process began. That is when the rebirth of me really took place. And for me, I'm understanding that that's what it really means for all of us. As I stated a moment ago, you know, we get caught up in the chatter of life and forget how important we all are, especially us women. We've been shamed and we've been talked out of our power and our beauty and our intelligence and our everythingness. And we're collectively, we're so much so caught up in everyone else's idea of what it means to be a woman. And so in the rebirthing process, we're getting, for me, it's getting in touch with all of that and loving on all of that and the beauty of what it means to be a woman who is already complete. We're a full circle. We're 360 degrees, a full circumference. That's all that is. And really, the yumminess of that is just, I'm getting lost and tripped over my words because it's so beyond words. You know, we have so many gifts naturally. You know, we're naturally intuitive. We're nurturers. We're educators. We're protectors. We're artists. We're so many things. And the world is in desperate need of us rising right now as queens, as high priestesses, as goddesses to whom we really are and really taking our place and helping this phase of human evolution along, you know, and it's not difficult to do. It's frightening to do, you know, and that is where the difficulty comes in is because I believe, and I know I can speak for myself, I bought into the fear. Well, can I do it? Am I good enough? Am I? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. That's all I had to do was say yes. And once I said yes, the floodgates opened. The universe, God just rushed in, pouring all of this creativity and opportunity and everything else that I needed into my world once I got it and said yes and took my hands off the wheel and got out of the way. You know, and that's the rebirthing process. But we got to get in touch first. We got to understand who we are, really at the core, at the essence, at the DNA cellular level. Once we get clear on that, our soul mission and soul purpose becomes clear as well. You know, but just really loving on that. I'm talking about the hard work. I'm talking about going back and dealing with things that happen to us as children and the stories that we have convinced ourselves are true about who we are. It's time to reprogram that and to re-language it in a way that is loving to us.
when we look in the mirror, for example, we want to be able to really look into our own eyes and say, I love you. You know, that's the kind of work that I did. I had to really go there, just really look into my own eyes and say that I love you and really feel what that feels like. What does that feel like? What does loving me feel like? It feels great. It took me a minute to really get there, but it feels so good once I got there. And you know, it's just kissing me all over because I understand that God created me just so. I've been created just so. I'm perfect in every way. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing incomplete, you know. And really, again, being willing to do the work, getting the help with doing the work on myself as well. I know I couldn't do it on my own, you know. Getting, whether that's a life coach for you, whether that's a pastor, whether that's a psychiatrist, psychologist, whether that's a dear friend, whether that's just singing, writing music, you know, however you get it out to deal with it, really deal with it, is key. Otherwise, we keep getting the same experience so that we can get the lesson, right? We all, I mean, we know that. So yeah, that is the that is rebirth. It is nothing new. It's just finding the source.
Until you do it.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay, it's all it's all new then. we're going to take a break in a few shakes, but I wanted to ask you before then, you, as a nurturer, as long as I've known you, you have been one of the most nurturing people that I've known. And as a nurturer, you know, when you think about the time and energy and love that you poured into this project, to this rebirth, which, of course, is the first of many, probably. You said three, but I see many, for this 360-degree woman project. It's the first. And you, as a nurturer, what did you, when you were seeding this love for rebirth, what did you feel that you wanted women in particular and men to receive from this project?
I really want them to receive and connect with their beauty. And when I say beauty, I'm talking the deepest level of beauty ever, the deepest love ever. Because for me, beauty is not about exterior beauty. It's really interior. It's not what we think we see in the mirror. And I do mean we think we see in the mirror. It's a beauty that radiates from your soul. And being willing to share that, being willing to be open to that, being willing to be vulnerable in a way that you've never been before is what I want us women to get in touch with, because that is where our power is, because that is where we get all the answers to all of the 20 million questions that we ask as women, you know, and that is where we really get clear. It's in that beauty, because in that beauty is the love, it's the joy, it's the everything that is required to do this thing we call life, you know. And so, yeah, know that you're magnificent. I don't really care what anybody else says. I don't give a damn, because it's not true, you know. Unless they're honoring you in a way that is harmless and loving, it's not true. So that's really what I want. I want us all to get. I really do. Thank you for asking that.
Oh, absolutely. You know I'm here. You know I'm here for you. Well, we're going to take a break. And if anyone wants to talk to Sherry Marie, have any questions, any comments, please call us. We want to hear from you. We want to feel your love. Yes indeed. The number is 347-426-3346. And just push bell number one on your keypad. We will be right back. And we're going to be talking about that mirror.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophira, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
There are people in the world who make you feel that no matter how bad things are, you're going to make it. That though times are tough and the road looks rough, somehow you're going to reach your goal regardless of what you believe. That's what the 1-2 family is striving for. To be the voices that never say never and never tire of saying, you're going to make it. Join us, 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Listen, and 1-2Academy.com. We believe in you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mira, Mira, Terry Marie, and we're back. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Janet, we're going to talk about this mirror now. You started talking about it before the break. And I said, oh, she is feeling me. She's feeling me. So let's talk about this mirror. Mirror, mirror. Tell us about those lyrics and what was in your heart at that time. We have a caller waiting for you. But I want to hear about the mirror.
Okay, wow. Okay, well, this is really an amazing story. That song I actually wrote almost 20 years ago.
Whoa.
The day that I went into the studio where we were to record the last, that was supposed to be the last song. We've done nine songs up to that point, and Marcus Williams, who is a brilliant drummer and exquisite producer, looks at me as we're going out of the door. He says, so what song are we going to do next? I burst out into laughter, almost tears, because I said, I don't know. I got to go home and pray and meditate. But I really had no clue, because I thought that, you know, my tank was empty. I was like, oh, my God, I got to write another song before tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. So I went to bed that night, and literally just what I normally do is just clear my space, my heart, my mind to receive whatever instructions I'm supposed to have. Woke up the next morning, boom, first thing that popped out of my head, into my head, was mirror, mirror, right in my spirit. Mm. Boom. I was like, and here I go now. This is what we do. Are you sure? Is that the one for real? That song is so old, and I did it so long ago. Shut up. That's the one.
No, oh, wow.
So I dusted the cobwebs off and took it in the studio, and we finished it in like a couple hours. It was done. And it was so amazing and a great confirmation for me to just continue to trust my intuition. And that's part of looking in that mirror too. In addition to being able to really look in our own eyes, and have those hard conversations and loving conversations, it's feeling what we need to feel to know what we need to do next. And I'm so pleased with how that song evolved, you know, because initially when I did it, it was completely, everything about it was different. I mean, as it would be 20 years ago, but the energy of it and the intention of it is so elevated from the point when I wrote it, you know. I was feeling what I was writing was like, I'm spending another day afraid just to look inside and tell the truth about myself. That was really real. And now it's time for us to have that conversation.
Yes, it is. You had to
marinate a little bit for a few years, and then now is the time to share it. So
it is. And I feel all of that. I feel it. I slid my soapbox over to the right earlier, so I just made sure that I didn't just get up on there, because I have a whole lot to say about that, you know. that right there. Oh. So I want you to be front and center here, and I do have a caller here, our beautiful hostess here on Life Conversations Radio, Celeste. She wants to chime in and play double dutch with us right now. So Celeste, are you there, my beautiful?
Oh, wow. Hello, Mbasa. Hey, love goddess Sherry Marie on a six.
Oh, wow.
Lovers ruled by Venus Day. Mbasa.
Thank you.
Did you really set this up by the numbers? I mean, really?
It's so good to hear you.
It's good to hear you. I walk with you, Sherry Marie. Mbasa introduced me to your music through playing it on her show. You are definitely a vocal guest over in Celestial Show. I'm not going to embarrass you and try to break out with Time to Shine. But, oh, Sherry Marie, if you heard me in the shower, girl. Ooh, Mbasa, I'd be getting down.
I love it. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And it's no embarrassment at all. It just it warms my soul that the music is touching you where it is touching you and how it's touching you. That's really why I do what I do. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Well, yes, and Celeste, I don't want you to go anywhere without telling us your experience. I was on your show with you the other day. We were talking about rebirth, so I really want you to just give a little bit about where you are with that, since you're here playing Double Dutch with us.
Do you know what? It'd be my pleasure. The next phase of my journey, it continues on Sunday. I want to give you another number gift. I'm going to change that 6 into a 9. 360 equals 9. That's the number that's running on Sunday. I'm going to be really focused on that. So for your 360 degree woman, which is the end of the cycle, the end of the BS, the end of living less than all of your queendom, you are going to go boldly to the throne, listening and experience the 360 degree woman. With all that said, I have been walking with the gardener card, a black angel cards, and not just walking with it, but literally you have created a doll to embody the image. And it's created from three pieces that represents the crone, the maiden, and the mother. It comes apart, and I connect with it. And that's the number 9 card in black angel cards. And it has some questions. I just want to throw 2 out at you guys, if you don't mind, and leave the rest in your court. I love these questions from Black Angel Cards by Earthlyn Marcelin. But oftentimes we don't want to talk about the sleeping path, so I want to go there. The gardener waking path is acceptance, and the sleeping path is self-protection. And one of the warnings is denying the soul can eventually poison the connected spirits of us all. In the sleeping path, your work can stimulate the need to tend to your own garden. You can sometimes move far away from your own soul in an attempt to gain relief from the rejection you can feel about yourself. So here are some questions to ask to check your soul temperature. In leaving your soul, you are rejecting your black womanness. Selecting this card may mean you need to be honest about how you might be rejecting or abandoning yourself. Are you ignoring your fear of being who you are? Do you find yourself focused on the azaleas while ignoring the weeds that will eventually choke off your azaleas? You may be coming off really confident to others, but not really have such high regard for yourself. So this is really an inventory check around your 300-degree woman. And I don't think you get to the end unless you ask those questions. So I want to thank you guys for that powerful conversation that led me there.
That is perfect. I mean, that fits. That's in perfect alignment with what we're talking about with the mirror. You know, are you really dealing with who you are, or are you piling everything else on to keep from having to do the work that is required to get in touch with your soul and to know why you're here and to do what you are to do while you're here? So absolutely, yeah, that's perfect. Booyah.
Well, yeah, thank you for the time. I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you too.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste. Big hugs, big hugs. You always bring that fun in. Thank you. We always bring those numbers, and I always love numbers. Numbers has always been my thing. I love math. Figure it all out. Thanks, Celeste. All right. Yes, if you have any questions or comments for Sherry Marie, please feel free to call us now, 347-426-3346, and press 1 on your keypad. And yes, we're going to be continuing this conversation. I wanted to start out with rebirth because that was the name of the project. And of course, we wanted to start right here. And when we come popping out, landing on our feet, right? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So speaking about that, bringing forth, you know, for me, it's like when you go through the process, you know, of recognition, and then you retreat into that womb space, and then you shed, you die, and then you're reborn, and you're rebirthing, and you bring forth your passion. What is your passion? What drives you? What gets your juices racing every day?
You know, really and truly, the thing that gets me excited is fulfilling my global vision, which is to reach every woman on the planet and any other planet, if I can, when I can, to get them to really wake up to who they are and to celebrate that and to move powerfully forward in it so that we as humans can continue to evolve. You know, we have choices now. We've always had choices, but we have a critical choice to make now about how we're going to survive. You know, whether it's surviving or thriving. Mm-hmm. I choose to thrive. And the only way that we can do that is to really help women to shine. I mean, deeply shine in whatever it is that they do, you know, and whether it's weaving wonderful baskets or being a full-time mom, I call domestic goddesses. I was one, a teacher, an astronaut, dentist. I don't care what you do. I don't care if it's baking cookies for the baseball team, you know, being a radio host, being a healer, whatever that is. It's time for all of us to step up, and that's what gets me excited in the morning. It's like having an opportunity to really participate in that, you know. Mm. Having an opportunity to make a difference, you know, to really assist myself and others in this process, you know, because I'm assisting me. When I'm assisting everyone else, I'm assisting me as well. And it's required that I do what I'm here to do in order for this to work. Every link in this chain is relevant and critical to the process, to the movement process. It's got to move. If any link is broken or damaged, the chain's not going to work, you know?
Right.
And so all of us matter. All of us matter. Whatever you're going through. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. No, I'm dancing, baby. You just come on. We put the do-si-do. Turn right foot left, you do. Come on.
Oh, man, that's great. And, you know, there's no less than or greater than.
It's all equal signs.
And the quicker we realize that and embrace it and really love on it, the quicker we'll heal and the quicker we will all rise. And, you know, we have to link arms, just like in the chain has to be linked. We have to link arms and really, really support each other, you know, I mean, in a positive way, in a way that is healthful, you know, that heals and is not so vicious and dismissive. And, you know, I have issues with some of these reality shows, you know, how we're being depicted, you know, and it's the polar opposite of who we are as women. We are the bomb. Mm. You know, we have so many gifts and skills, and yes, we can work extremely well together, you know.
Yeah.
That whole, you know, I talked earlier about how we've been shamed into believing the lie, and that's one of the big lies, is that we can't get along, and we can't support each other, and we can't work well together. Well, guess what? You wouldn't be here if it was not for a woman. You know, even if she weren't the best mother in the world, you were birthed, you know, by a woman, and so that connection will never it just doesn't go away. It doesn't dissolve. It may evolve into something different, but the reality is that we all need each other. Life does not exist if we are broken. It doesn't move forward if we are not here. So. Why aren't we paying more attention to caring for women who are the first teachers and nurturers, the foundation of civilization?
you know? And that's not to disparage men at all. We love them. We need them. I adore them. We, you know, they've done their leg of the race extremely well. But now it is time for the queens, the priestesses, the goddesses, the healers to really rise up so that we can move humanity even farther ahead. You know, we just got to do it.
That's right. And it's beautiful. And the time has also come for us to not have to say, you know, anymore. We're not saying that men are not. No, not needed anymore. What we're saying is what we're saying, and whatever that is, it's good. And if you're saying women need to, this is what time for women to, this is what you're sharing because that's where you are. You are a 360-degree woman, and you're bringing that forward. There's no making up for anything because men know the truth. If they're reborn, they can rebirth too. We are all rebirthing through the Creator who has brought us through. There is no one is exempt from being able to recreate, rebirth, and create a new blueprint for their lives. When you come back through again, you're coming back through the same Creator, the same soul soup essence that you came through before. You know, I mean, this is a time to be able to do it anew. And that's what you're offering today is this beautiful piece that talks about rebirthing ourselves into a new time, into a new being, you know, and all of us are, you know, all of us has come from this powerful, powerful source. And it's so powerful what you said also about, you know, and I think I was speaking about it earlier, how we can now look at all of our other selves, because everyone around us, male and female, is our other selves. This is who we have come to relate with. Okay, everyone that you have any kind of close relationship with, and why not promote them in who they are? Why not exalt and say, thank you, God, for giving me this person by appreciating that person as you appreciate yourself? You know, it's almost like this whole rebirthing thing is more. And we're going to continue this conversation because the project is the rebirth as evolution. And it's 360-degree woman rebirth evolution. So we're going to continue this. Next week, we're going to be right back here on the playground sharing more about these projects. And before we go out, we're going to give them a little bit of a rebirth again. But I do want to just bring it right back to you because, you know, I have to step aside and kick the soapbox over there because I could go there. You know, we don't have another hour. So I'm going to save for next week what's bubbling up in me. But I want you to, on the subject of rebirth, on the subject of what we have been sharing about today, leave some yummy, yummy, licious, golden, yummy nuggets for the listeners, the playmates on the playground right now. In the now of whenever now is.
So the thing I just want to share with you from every fiber in my being is that you genuinely are, and that when I say you, I mean everyone that's listening in real time, everyone that's listening to the archive, that you are truly magnificent. I cannot overstate that. I can't even encompass really what that means in a word, but this is the word for right now, that you are magnificent, and celebrate you in every moment. Only go where you're celebrated. You don't have to go where you're tolerated. And know that all you have to do is say yes to your life. Yeah. And everything
Absolutely.
You want, everything you desire Absolutely. Will open up. Because you will then know how to proceed. The confusion that is eluding you, that is eluding your truth, it will disappear. It will just go away. Because you said yes, and everything that you're striving for will really open up. Just love you deeply and know that you are magnificent. And don't let anybody talk you out of that because they're lying. They're just lying because they're afraid. You have the courage to do it all, every moment of every day. Mm-hmm. And I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you. I am Sherry Marie, the Love Goddess, CHERIMAREE. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find me. You can find me. And I hope that you will. I want to connect. I want to connect with you because I'm coming to your country wherever you are in the world. I'm coming.
That's right. That's right, and we and they'll be looking for you too. Yes, indeed, we are so happy that you came on the playground, and we're going to be looking for you with bells on next week, and we're going to be sharing more and more and more about this rebirth evolution. And yes, you're the love goddess, but you're also a masterful teacher. So we're going to be looking for you on the playground next week. We love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
All righty, take good care. All right. All right, so we are about to release this particular episode, or we'll be back. We will return to you in full form. So I'll see you next week. I thank the Creator for you. I love you, and I bless you. Ombasa out.
Rebirth, a renewed existence.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.